The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Bellevue, Houston, a Gal Media station.
6-point game, 7 seconds to go. Williams will roll it in. It's picked up by Perkins. 5 seconds, 4 seconds. Matthews launching a three on the right wing. That is no good. Pits in the rebound, and redemption is found in the desert. The Tar Heels have won their 6th national title. The devastation of last year turns to elation in 2017. 71-65, North Carolina, national champions.
Had like a media timeout or something, and one of our assistant coaches, Coach Rob, just said, remember that moment and how we felt last year, and we don't want that again, so we just got to give it our all. And that's the moment where we locked in, and we went out there and just gave it our all, literally, and we were able to come out with the win.
They're all extremely special. I've been very, very lucky, but I'd say this one is probably more special because it's been a journey for the last 3 or 4 years of trying to do something.
All right, we've got a national champion, and the Texans still don't have a quarterback. A lot to get to. Let's do this. It's a Tuesday on the Blitz.
And here we go.
From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And the Blitz is on. For a Tuesday, welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe with me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon, A.J. Hoffman, the role model. No Jong Lee today. It's producer T. Scott. If you want to get in, 713-780-ESPN, your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-L-U-R, at A.J. is the real, at producer T. Scott, at, and no ad degenerates 975 because Jong's not here to do it. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. You can also text us, 713-780-3776. And it's a Tuesday. Usually you're in a bad mood, but why would you be in a bad mood today? It's a beautiful day outside. My bookie account thanks North Carolina for getting the victory.
It made me sweat.
Yeah, it was a sweat.
And I deserved a sweat.
But a victory's a victory.
I thought Jackson was going to be the man. Yeah. He wasn't.
No.
Was not. No. That's okay. Sometimes that happens.
Yeah, but bottom line is the result came out the way we thought it would, so that's we'll take it. It's about what I thought it'd be a close game, and North Carolina would wear them down late. Didn't quite do that to the extent I thought they would.
No, I was almost I was pretty close to the score. It's just that it was way closer than I wanted it to be with like a minute left.
Right. But my TV night worked out perfectly, though, because I was watching I was flipping between Leafs, Sabres, and Astros, so I got to get both of those in. And then when the game came on, I just, the hockey game was over, so I just put the Astros on the second TV and sat back and chilled and enjoyed a hell of an evening of sports at home.
There you go.
Not the best officiated game I've ever seen, though.
My goodness. They made it so difficult to enjoy. And, I watch a ton of college basketball. I don't necessarily love college basketball, though. I don't know that I would consider myself a fan.
It's just a way to make money.
I do think I'm pretty well versed in it. I just don't. I don't know if it's something that I'm crazy about. Like if I suddenly stopped gambling and said I'm not gonna bet on sports for the next year or 2 years, I would probably watch very little college basketball. Last night was a good example of why. I mean, it was a very tough game to watch. And it's been this way the whole tournament. The early calls on key players.
Yeah.
I mean, what ruins a game more than that? In college basketball where, let's face it, there's not a lot of star caliber players. But when they get in foul trouble early in the game, like maybe both teams have – like Gonzaga maybe has three guys they would consider their core guys. If maybe North Carolina's got four. When they're all in foul trouble, it kind of ruins the game. I mean, those guys are on the bench half the time. It's a bummer. But, I guess that's basketball. It just was a way, way slowed down version of basketball.
I thought they called too many fouls. I really did. At some point, you got to let them play. And I would rather a few fouls get away from them.
I'm with you.
Then
let those guys just play a little.
Yeah, and so that was frustrating to watch, but hey, redemption. You heard it right there.
The redemption. It's
ESPN,
finally complete.
ESPN had it. Redemption.
Complete.
My goodness. it's funny. After you mentioned that yesterday, I realized how much that bothered me.
Dude, it's been bothering me.
And then
every game you watch North Carolina, they talk about it.
I know.
The North Carolina's road to redemption. I was like, God, that's so annoying. They don't need to be redeemed. They did okay, all right?
Yeah, and then, of course, everything I look at today, like ESPN, you know, the road to redemption is complete on ESPN.com. And then you know, you heard the call there from Coogler. And it was just, you'd be proud of me, though. I did not watch one shining moment. I turned the TV off when the game was over and went to bed.
I waited to see who was the most outstanding player, and then that was it for me. Switched over to Netflix.
Yeah, did you watch anything good?
We've been catching up on Longmire. Remember I used to watch that show. It used to come on a different channel, but then Netflix bought it. And
I think it was AMC.
Maybe it was AMC.
Yeah, it was AMC.
You watch that show?
I've been wanting to check out that and Hell on Wheels.
Okay, yeah, both pretty good.
But the last season of Hell on Wheels was kind of in.
Yeah, Hell on Wheels went on too long. Longmire's it's going into its fourth season, and it'll be its last season. So I figure that's a pretty good run.
Yeah, I might wait until that season's over and then binge it.
That's a good way to go about
because,
it.
Yeah, I like them when I know how long they are, and then it's over and I'm done with it.
I like there's a lot of language on the Netflix version that you didn't get on the other one, but no nudity. I would have assumed there would start being nudity, but we haven't had any of that yet.
Well, there's a lot.
Sorry
of good,
to say.
There's a lot of good shows about to come back here in the next couple of weeks, so I'll have plenty to go on. 713-780-ESPN is your number, and hey, if you want to get in, you can today because we're back in studio for the first time in a week. So always good to be back, and love being out at Nick's Place yesterday.
So we'll take a call?
Yeah, we will take a call. Maybe two. We might even take two today.
Let's not go more than that, though.
It is
otherwise, we're asking for trouble.
Yeah. Well, we'll see how it goes. We'll let it play out.
North Carolina winning did get me up to third place in the bracket pool.
Congratulations.
Thank you, which gets me my money back.
All right. Good job.
Yeah.
And you finished ahead of your wife.
I did finish ahead of my wife. Although, truth be told, once I realized that I couldn't win the whole thing.
Yeah, you want her to win the whole thing.
I wanted her to win. And if Oregon would have beat North Carolina, she would have won the whole thing. Mm. So that was a little bit disappointing. That would have, you know, that would have been better than me winning my money back. But it, you know, at least we're only 20 in instead of 40.
Yeah, there's that. So you didn't really get your money back because you paid for two.
True. I did not get my money, not all of my money back. Yeah. I got some of it back. I got a percentage back.
It's 215 reminds us new season of Archer starts tomorrow on FX. Yeah, I love Archer.
I don't watch that show.
It's funny. It's just, it's not a show you'll ever talk about on air because it's just a comedy.
Yeah.
But it's hilarious. I think you'd like it. It's right up your alley. It's your sense of humor.
But everyone says that to me about a lot of stuff. Like, everyone's like, oh, you don't watch, I don't like cartoons.
Yeah, but it's.
I grew up watching The Simpsons, and I loved The Simpsons. And even now, like, I don't know what The Simpsons have been like in the last 5 years because I just don't watch it anymore. But I never got into Family Guy. I never got into South Park. And everybody's like, I can't believe you don't watch these shows. And no.
Yeah, I've never been into South Park. But
none of them are for me.
If
I was going to be into any of them, it would be The Simpsons, which I've already seen like the first 20 seasons of.
I kind of felt the same way about it, and then I started watching it, and it's just hilarious. Laugh out loud hilarious.
I wish Beavis and Butthead would come back. That I would take. Are you old enough to remember them, Tyler?
Yeah, I remember watching Beavis and Butthead.
Okay.
After school.
Okay.
Come home, check that out. Venture Brothers is a good cartoon as well.
I never even heard of
it. Yeah, I'm not going to seek out cartoons.
Well, it's on Adult Swim, so if you don't watch any of that stuff, then you can see it.
713-780-ESPN, your number, 713-780-3776. I won't go watch like another cartoon, though. Yeah, it's like it just so happens that I find this show hilarious.
Okay.
But
this is the one cartoon you're okay with.
Yeah, yeah. That and Pokemon, but that's, you know, that's a different thing. Sorry, go ahead.
Just to let everybody know, Barry Laminek and Mike Liebeschock, the game day guys.
Yes.
They finished second and third to last in the bracket.
Where did I finish?
Fourth.
Really?
Yep.
Damn, that's not bad.
Not too shabby. I finished, it was Chris Taylor finished first. Joel Blank finished second. I finished third. 1 point behind Joel Blank. One stupid game along the way.
Damn. Wanted you to beat Joel.
And you finished with 106, so you weren't far behind it.
Okay. Well, I didn't embarrass myself.
No.
That's good. 713-780-ESPN is your number. And, man, I had to come down here like at 11 o'clock for a meeting today. And
you have too many meetings.
I know, man. They're getting out of hand.
Why don't you just like do conference calls or something?
Well, because it's 15 minutes to get here that time of day and 15 minutes to get home.
That's 30 minutes.
Eh. Well, then the meetings never last just 30 minutes.
Well, that's what I'm saying. That's 30 extra minutes on top of the meeting. Yeah. Or you could do it like a Google Hangout or something. Technology's made it so easy to have meetings without having everyone go and meet at a certain place.
Well, but see, there were also people on the conference call, and I hate conference calls because people talk over each other and you can't really get anything done.
Right.
So, but I come down here, and I have to say, the quality of scenery at some of these other companies here now, pretty good.
Improved?
Yeah, much improved.
Okay.
So, AJ, you told me to use Ken Pom for my March Madness bracket. I won by a mile. Thanks.
Well, there you go.
Yeah. That's
well, by the way, I don't say to use that like by itself. Like if someone said that they asked me what a good tool to use is if I don't watch any games or care about any games.
Right, right. Just go with that.
It's a good tool to use.
And RJ's rules work pretty well too.
Yeah.
And that may have been the best advice that we gave out on the show was when RJ came on and talked about the seeds and everything. And when I filled out my bracket, I kind of went with Vegas in that. And, yeah, the only one that, you know, I had a couple of long shot picks that if they'd done better, I would have gotten in the money. Notre Dame going out early kind of hurt me because that's a team that I thought was going to make a little bit of a run. And that was a fail. There were a couple others. But, oh, well, I'll take fourth.
I think
just like me bubbling in a poker tournament. That's, you know, same as I always do.
Typical, yeah.
Yeah, that's about where I belong. Just on the edge of the money.
That's pretty typical. Like, I normally don't bubble. I either finish in the money or I'm out, like, second or third.
Right.
That's one thing about me is when we play in Vegas, it's either a short night or a long night for me.
Well, it's always a long night. That's the frustrating part, though, is when you get that far and then you just get unlucky. That's the worst. But, you know, just get in there enough times.
Yeah, I'm looking back at the teams that I had going pretty far, and Michigan kind of screwed me. And they say they came so close to winning against Oregon. Who, I mean, that would have changed the whole thing for me. Had Michigan won that game against Oregon,
had every chance too.
Yeah, they did have every damn chance. So, I guess that's probably the backbreaker one for me. But and SMU, SMU is a giant trash.
Yeah, that was a killer for me too.
Because I had them beating Baylor too.
Yep.
So that was that one hurt.
Well, and that's the thing. There were some teams I was right about, like Baylor. I picked against them at the right round. It's just
the wrong team.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. 713-780-ESPN. We'll get into your Texans. We'll get into that. Anything else you want to get into today? Because it's a beautiful day outside, and we're going to just have some fun. And man, I have to tell you. And I know she's not listening because she's working. Dude, I'm really enjoying this living by myself thing. This is like going on 3 weeks now.
When is she coming back?
Friday.
Like,
well, she came back this weekend for 2 days.
What are you doing for food and stuff?
I'm not really eating that much right now because I'm trying to lose weight. But I just have like one meal a day, and I'll go someplace after work and then have a meal bar during the day, and that's it.
Okay.
So,
like, who's cleaning up your house?
Well, we have a lady who comes once a week. So,
once a week?
Yeah.
Like when my wife is gone for any amount of time, rather than try and keep up with cleaning it,
yeah,
I always call a maid service the day before she comes home.
It's very smart.
And I mean, it's like 50 bucks and they do everything. Even stuff that she knows that I wouldn't do.
Right.
Like clean the toilets and things like that.
Yeah.
Done. Boom.
Yeah. Well, and it stays pretty clean because I don't really do much. I mean, I just, honestly, I get home after I stop somewhere. pour a couple drinks and watch TV and hang out with the
dog.
What
about your laundry?
I do that. I already do that.
Really? You already do it?
Yeah, I do. Because it's real easy during the day when I'm sitting there working on the computer or whatever. I just go throw it in there. I do it about twice a week, and I never have to worry about it.
Good for you.
So, yeah, I'm a pretty good housewife.
You are.
Yeah. I sweep up sometimes, too.
Yeah, you're you're a good little bitch.
I can't cook worth
good
a damn
little bitch, Fred.
That's the killer is I can't cook, so.
Oh, well, you eat your meal bars.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, guys. I got to tell you about Man's Best Friend, and if you're having troubles with your pet, Man's Best Friend is a spot to go. I've taken three dogs now to Man's Best Friend, all had different issues. And the great thing about Man's Best Friend, you sit down with the trainer, you tell them what issues your dog has, what you want to work on, boom, that's what they take care of. So maybe they bark too much. Maybe they're jumping on people. Maybe they're chewing on things. Maybe they're hard to walk. Maybe they burst out the door every time you open it. Man's Best Friend can take care of it all. And great news, because you listen to this fine program, they will give you 30% off all training. How great is that? Everyone wants their dog to be better behaved. It's going to make your household a better place. Go with Man's Best Friend. For more info, log on to mansbestfriend.com. Remember to mention the show and get that 30% off all training. That's Man's Best Friend, mansbestfriend.com. This one isn't all that hard to teach. Another clever word sets off an unsuspecting herd. And as you step back in the line, a mob jumps to their feet. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. All right, guys, spring pollen, other allergens are in the air. They're coming into your home through dirty air ducts, foot traffic on your carpets. Get a jump on allergy season right now with Dirt-Free Carpets Cleaning Special. For a limited time, they'll clean one room free and give you a $100 free speed dry with any purchase. You heard it. You get a free room cleaned with a speed dry with any purchase. Other carpet cleaning companies are leaving behind too much water, the soapy residue, the unhealthy chemicals that trap dirt and allergens that'll make your family sick. Not the case with Dirt-Free. Go chemical-free with Dirt-Free. They've been doing this for over 30 years, cleaning upholstery, floors, even your air ducts. Give them a call right now, 281-DIRT-FREE. Tell me you heard about it here, and they'll clean one room free with any purchase and throw in a $100 free speed dry. That's 281-DIRT-FREE, 281-347-8373 for Dirt-Free Carpet.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Is that kind of Tyler's fault for having him in the wrong order?
No, it's my fault because I had nothing to do with Tyler. He said the right thing and I just heard what I wanted to hear.
I know, but I'm looking at it. But
the one that I read wasn't even listed.
Oh, okay. Well,
yeah, it's not.
Then that's totally on
they
you.
Got a Man's Best Friend got a free commercial out of me today. So
I'll just have John cut that if you have one for tomorrow.
Yeah. Had it been the other one that's listed above it.
Yeah.
Then I would blame Tyler. But in this case, no. That's on me.
All right. We're getting some phone calls, but I think it's time. I think Tyler's earned his stripes. It's time you're a made guy. I think you've done enough of these shows.
I think for him to really prove it, he's got to shave.
Well, we'll have to get you to do something.
I was thinking about it. I kind of messed up the undercut right here.
Yeah.
So
yeah. I think that would be good. I think that'd be a good way to welcome you to the family. But you've done your time. Now, keep in mind, you're like a low-level enforcer. It's not like you're, you know, an underboss or anything. But I think it's time. You're in.
I'm getting a cut.
Okay. That's awesome. Congratulations.
Well, Fred, it finally happened. Tony Romo's off the market.
Yep.
The Texan season is now a disaster. The offseason, at least, is a disaster.
A complete disaster.
Because now, literally the best football players available, the best options for the Texans to start at quarterback in the offseason or in the next season are Jay Cutler or Colin Kaepernick, and neither one of those is an ideal option.
No, you're not a contender with either of those guys at quarterback.
You can maybe win the division with those guys.
But you can win the division with whatever crap you've got because you've done it the last 3 years.
Although the other teams may be catching up a little.
Yeah, I think they are. It's, to me, if I'm a Cowboy fan, this is the best possible scenario because you don't have to go watch Romo go off to Denver or Houston and win a Super Bowl when Dak Prescott plays like crap next year. If you're a Texans fan, this is pretty much
worst case scenario.
Yeah, I don't know how you can be excited about next year at all. Because last year, at least you had the unknown of Osweiler. And
what's funny is, though, there are people who are excited that Tom Savage is going to get his chance. Tom Savage, the future of the... I mean, Tom Savage is like the new Case Keenum around here. Like, people believe in that guy. I mean, contrary to any logical thought process, that's their guy.
Yeah, I have to say...
If Tom Savage played for the Bengals, like, no one would think Tom Savage was any good. But because he's here and he's been the backup quarterback, people are like, oh, he's the guy.
I don't know what he's done on the field to show you he could be the guy. When he's been out there, he's been ineffective.
Fred, who's thrown more touchdowns, me or Tom Savage in the NFL?
It's a tie.
It's a tie.
It's a tie.
It's a tie with zero.
Yeah.
Zero touchdowns.
And that's the thing. He hasn't shown he can play when he's been on the field, and he can't stay healthy enough to get on the field.
Who's thrown more touchdowns, you or Tom Savage?
Does flag football count?
No, NFL no. only.
Oh, yeah, tie. We're tied.
What about Tyler?
I think they're tied. Who's had
what
more?
About Esme, our front desk lady?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Esme or Tom Savage, more NFL touchdown passes?
I was going to say something inappropriate, but the same.
Okay.
Esme's hotter.
Yeah. Well.
That counts, right?
Yeah. What about your mother?
Oh, yeah. She's thrown just as many.
Man, that's amazing. But Tom Savage is the guy.
Yeah.
He's the guy.
I love how, you know, we don't know what he is. Yeah, we do. He can't play. This guy's a donkey. And if that's what you go in with,
and he's
next
brittle.
Year, he is.
On top of that.
Mm. And I just think, and I know this is what Texans fan has to do is try to cling on to this. But the reality is, when Tony Romo made that decision, which I don't really blame him for, the guy's been beat up. This is a pretty high-profile job. And it also kind of sets him up to where if Prescott sucks, I could see him coming back for, like, the last six games or something.
Yeah.
And he can finish his career in Dallas, and he didn't have to go someplace else and just jump right back into a system he knows. So, from his perspective, I think it makes a lot of sense. And I don't understand the sudden, Tom Savage can play. No, he can't. He can't. And you're going to be right where you were last year. You're back on the 9-7 train. Congratulations.
Yeah.
And I think that's – and if I'm a Texans fan, at some point, don't you quit showing up. Because this is the same thing they have fed you every year. They've been looking for a quarterback every year. And other than a few years of Matt Schaub, this franchise has never had a guy. And they've tried, and they failed miserably at it. And there's no fixing it for next year. There's no way to fix it.
Yeah.
The only way is if you go out and try to trade for A.J. McCarron or Jimmy Garoppolo or Brett Hundley or all the same names we've talked about, and you hope one of those guys can play. But the reality is, I mean, that's just like drafting a guy. And, you know, it's
– well, I think the options besides Cutler and Kaepernick now are – I mean, A.J. McCarron – if the Bengals were to trade him. But now you've already given up a second-round draft pick in 2018.
Right.
Like, you don't want to get – you and because you've done nothing in free agency, you've got holes to fill with those draft picks.
Yep.
And then I guess the other option, and this is what I think is going to happen, and I think it's a bad call, but what are you going to do? I think they're going to take Pat Mahomes at number 25. And I think they're the only team that would take Patrick Mahomes at 25.
And I think that's going to be a terrible pick.
I think so, too.
If the only guy in this draft that I would be okay with them taking is Deshaun Watson, he's going to be gone long before 25. And we know that these guys are not going to ever trade up.
Yeah.
So,
honestly, at this point, if Mitch Trubisky were around at 25, which he won't be, but if he were, okay. And I would just expect for him to be a three-year project. But there's nobody who's going to help them next year.
No.
Which means Tom Savage, if they don't sign a Cutler or a Kaepernick, Tom Savage is QB1 on day one, which is that's unspeakably bad. I mean, there's no starting quarterback will start week one. I think that I would rather have Tom Savage then. He would be number 32 of 32.
Well, I don't know who's going to start in Cleveland yet. So that might be the only one.
Okay, I'll give you that one.
Because we just don't know.
We don't know.
But other than that.
But chances are good they'll start someone better than Tom Savage.
Probably so. And I just, you know, I'm baffled. I know they pretty much went all in on this, and that's great. Didn't work out again. But at some point, man, it's impossible to get excited about this team when you know going in that Tom Savage is your starting quarterback. And the guy is not going to last more than a game and a half before he gets concussed or snaps his knee or something.
Okay, as it looks now, the Browns depth chart.
Yeah.
Cody Kessler, number one. Which, by the way, Cody Kessler showed me enough last year, I'd take him over Tom Savage. I don't know why the Browns didn't play him for the last half of the season.
Yeah.
That dude was actually showing something, and they're like, no, we got to waste more time on guys we know won't be here next year. Kevin Hogan is option number two, and Brock Osweiler, QB three. So, yeah, there's not a lot there, but I'd still rather have Cody Kessler than Tom Savage.
What about New York? What about the Jets? I guess they got McCown.
Yeah, they got McCown.
Yeah.
Who world's better.
And stop with your Johnny Football stuff, guys. That's
not the answer.
No, either. It's not the answer to anybody. The answer to quarterbacks you should never sign, that's the answer. Johnny Manziel.
Cody Kessler has 6 NFL touchdowns.
Okay.
That's 6 more than Tom Savage.
Wow. I don't know what to say other than, you know, this.
I'm not saying it's necessarily. It's not necessarily their fault because they maybe really believed that the Tony Romo thing would happen.
Yeah, although I think in the end they might have. I mean, he might have gone to the Broncos if he decided to keep playing. I think there was a better chance of him going to Denver than here. So if their eggs were in that basket, okay, but. I don't know if they missed out on somebody, at least at the quarterback position, because they were waiting for him. They might have missed out on an offensive lineman.
Yeah. Brian says coworkers started to try and argue Savage would be a better option than Romo anyways. I've heard multiple people say that, which, I mean, that's just Texan fan who it's ingrained in him that Tony Romo is a trash can.
Right.
Like, you've been brainwashed as a Texans fan to hate everything Cowboy related so much that you've always said Tony Romo sucks, even though Tony Romo's world's better than anything the Texans have ever had. But he sucks, he sucks, he sucks. And then he's available, and you can't put that aside that you hated him because he was a Cowboy and realize that he's better than someone who's thrown 0 touchdowns ever. Tony Romo threw a touchdown on his last pass in the NFL, like when he came in and got some garbage time late in the Cowboy season, he threw a touchdown. That's more than Tom Savage has thrown ever.
All right. Hey, guys, have you been in an accident? Well, if you or a loved one has experienced a workplace accident.
The Texans bandwagon just ran over me.
Yeah, and you're probably hurt. Well, if you are, you better dial Dave. And it could be an 18-wheeler accident. It could be a slip and fall accident, or it could be the bandwagon running right over you. But give Mestemaker and Straub a call for free legal advice. If you don't know whether you need a lawyer, they'll tell you. They're not going to try to represent you if they don't think you need a lawyer. And if you do, then, man, they're bulldogs. They're going to take care of you. They're committed to your success. And if you've been injured, it can be difficult to focus on your medical treatment because you're dealing with insurance forms and questions. Well, guess what? They will take care of all that for you. And these insurance companies, they've got their own lawyers. You need your lawyer, and I guarantee you, Dave's going to be better than their lawyers. They have a specialized attorney who will deal with the insurance companies while you go on recovering and getting better. That's what you do. And besides personal injury, man, they do a lot of other stuff. Dave has handled many things for me from a business perspective and personal perspective. I've got to tell you, I could not be happier. Don't wait. Call Houston-based Mestemaker and Straub, 713-626-8900, 713-626-8900. Let them put your mind at rest. You can also go to lawyerdave.com. He's my lawyer. He should be your lawyer. If you've been in an accident, better dial Dave.
ESPN 97.5. ESPN 97.5.
Star Motor.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. Happy Tuesday. Chris Whitmire, Texas, said, makes you think keeping Brock in the second round pick wasn't so bad, not winning anything at this point anyway.
It's actually true.
Yeah. The whole point of that was to clear room, right?
Yeah.
So, Andrew says, until the Texans upgrade the offensive line, quarterback will be irrelevant. In theory, yeah, but quarterback's never irrelevant. And, yeah, they need to improve the offensive line, but there are worse offensive lines out there. And Tyson said, besides Romo, Kaepernick, and Cutler, who were the other choices that Texas missed out on? That's what I said. They didn't really miss out on anybody.
No.
And those
they put all their eggs in the Romo basket is what it boils down to.
Yeah.
And it didn't happen.
And Paul asked, any talent in Canada? There's one guy who I think could be an NFL quarterback and be a pretty good one.
Are you going to say Vince Young?
No.
Okay.
No. But it is a name people will know.
Okay.
He played high school ball in the area.
All right.
Bo Levi Mitchell, who plays for Calgary, who's been fantastic ever since they drafted him. He's a guy who wins 66% completion percentage, almost 3.5 to 1 on TDs to interceptions. He's been fantastic. He was the most outstanding player last year. They won 15 games in a row with him playing quarterback. I think he's under contract, though, for another year before he could even talk to the NFL.
Well, and I would also think that's not an ideal guy to come in and just be starting.
Well, yeah.
That's a guy that ideally would back up for a while and you could work in.
Well, I think he's better than Tom Savage right now, considerably, seen him play.
I don't know anything about him, and I'm not going to argue that.
Well, I'll tell you what. Imagine a more mobile Andy Dalton. That's what he is. Now, the problem is he gets hurt a lot, and if you're getting hurt up there, you get hit by one of those NFL DBs, you're probably breaking.
If he's actually as good, if his game would translate to the NFL and he would actually be Andy Dalton level,
I think
jackpot.
I think it would be. I think he would. Okay. And I've seen the guy play a lot, man. He makes good decisions. He's really good when the play breaks down. And in crunch time, he's amazing. And I know it's a different level, but you don't win that many games by accident. You got to be able to play a little bit. All right, Ray has a quarterback solution, so let's hear what he has to say.
Hey, guys, first time, long time. What about the return of Matt Schaub? I'll hang up and listen.
Thanks for hanging up.
Yeah. He's already under contract with another team, so. And, hey, he was really a decent quarterback for a while there. But
not anymore.
No. Let's try Jeremy, see if we can't.
Hey, Jeremy Sports.
Hey, I just got a question. I know there's a lot of delusional Houston fans out there and everything, and everybody's in full panic mode, but what are the odds that Romo is pulling a Brett Favre where he's going to say he's going to retire and then he's going to sign?
I mean, it's possible, but I don't really know what the benefit of that is. I think that he's found a job. I think he realizes that his health is his greater concern. He's made his money, and he can continue to make pretty good money doing a relatively easy job.
I think the bottom line is he wants to be a Cowboy if he plays, and that's why I think he's leaving that out just in case, where if they get halfway through the season and Prescott gets hurt or something, where he can jump out of the booth and go back. And nothing wrong with that. That's actually, if that's his decision, that's what he wants, cool. But you know, it's not happening here. I don't see it. All right, one more. Larry.
Hopefully you can explain something to me, because I don't understand this at all. Chris Jenkins, he was sitting behind the North Carolina bench for each of their games. Why was he following them around? Well, I mean, what was the deal with that?
Chris Jenkins, his best friend plays for North Carolina. So it was he wanted to be out and support his boy once Villanova was out. So I don't have a problem with it. I actually thought it was kind of cool.
Yeah.
The guy who I don't know that I'd want him there if I were on the team, but yeah, especially considering he's the one who torched him last year, but that's why he was there. That's the explanation.
Any chance the Texans will shock everyone and trade for a first-round early pick?
I don't think they can. Yeah. Again, their assets to trade at this point are pretty limited. I mean, they traded away a second-round pick next year, and again, they've got so many holes that these draft picks are kind of needed. And that's the only way to trade up is to trade. And if you're going to trade up from 25 to where you get a Deshaun Watson type, you're probably giving up a first rounder next year. So you're giving up two firsts. And I don't think that's smart.
Santos asked, was that Raheel with the Schaub question?
It sounded like Raheel.
It did sound like Raheel. I'm going to guess it probably was. Click. The thing is,
if it was, how great is it that our own guys are trolling our station? That's lovely.
He didn't even really like change his name that much. He just went by Ray.
Yeah. 713-780 ESPN. The one thing I would say is, well, a lot of people asking about what about AJ McCarron? What about all this? We've talked about that. And unless they're going to make that deal, what I would say is, if Deshaun Watson slips, like let's say to 18, I could see him moving up seven spots. That's not going to cost you a ton.
But that's not going to happen. He's not going to make it to 18.
I don't think so. I think he's going to be gone. Well, I'd be stunned if he gets out of the top 10. And the other guys just don't do it for me.
Yep.
Kizer, to me, is a bum. And Trubisky is just okay. And Mahomes, I don't want a guy out of that offense. So, yeah, A17 says, callers really don't have a concept of value required to move up in the draft. Well, no, and that's because, and the NFL, you don't see these trades very often. Now, we've seen them the last couple of years, but, yeah. 281 says, we have a championship contending team whose first game was yesterday. It takes you an hour to mention them. You guys are silly. We'll get to your stupid Astros. Yeah,
there's a lot of important stuff happening other than game one of 162.
Exactly. And, yeah, if you're going to expect us to break down all 162 Astros games this year, you probably need to find another show to listen to.
And not to mention, first of all, we've been on the air 42 minutes. And it's not like we've talked about a bunch of nonsense. We talked about the national championship of college basketball and the NFL, the local NFL team and their despair.
Which has a lot more interest in the Astros.
If we start talking WNBA before the Astros, send that text, and I'll apologize. But we didn't.
And I promise you we will get to them at some point. So either stick around or don't. Either way. All right, let's squeeze in one more call before the break. Max.
Hey, thoughts on Pat Mahomes and the Texans' chances of getting in?
I think the Texans can have him if they want him because nobody else looks at him as a first-rounder.
Mm.
So, and I was just talking about it. I think the Texans probably will take him, and I think it's a mistake.
I think he's going to be a bust. So, yeah. 713-780 ESPN is your number. We're going to take a break, come back. Let me just decide not to talk Astros.
I was going to talk Astros, but
I was too. Now I think I kind of want to just blow them off.
Wah.
Yeah.
Game one, they're 1-0, 161 to go to the World Series. Wah. Good Lord.
But baseball guy is such a dork. Yeah, you guys really should be embarrassed. We'll be back. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Download the ESPN 97.5 app, available for your iOS or Android device. Stream all your favorite shows live on the go or listen to them at your convenience with our on-demand podcast. Just search ESPN 97.5 in your app store and download today. Don't have an iPhone or an Android? You can stream us on any smart device at the all-new ESPN975.com. I've got about 10 Colt McCoy texts. Stop with Colt McCoy. You know what? He's the Tom Savage who went to UT. That's why you like him. The same guy. And pretty much any name you throw out there, he might be slightly better. There's nobody out there that's going to be good enough to get this team where it wants to go.
I mean, I think Colt McCoy's better than Tom Savage, but Colt McCoy's a good ways behind guys like Kaepernick and Jay Cutler. So and the reality is,
there's not a solution out there.
There isn't. And even, like I said, Jay Cutler and Colin Kaepernick are best case scenario at this point.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, your big prize didn't pan out. He just didn't. He wasn't there.
And you know, your gamble last year didn't pan out. Just hasn't worked. Disco says Astros on pace to finish 162-0.
They are.
Yeah.
Thank goodness.
You know what? I'll tell you what. 5 o'clock, we'll talk Astros. I don't know for how long, but at 5 o'clock. I'm not doing it this segment because too many people bitched. 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-7. Somebody says terrible wreck on I-10 right before Bucky's headed east.
Yeah, I had someone else tweet me about that, too.
Yeah, so. To me, it just means you're looking at another season like we've seen the last three. Drunk Bevo, Phil Simms is available.
That's true.
Yeah. It's pretty good track record as a quarterback. Buster says, I would think it's a sure thing O'Brien is gone if he goes with the roster and loses this year. To me, he has to go after Cutler. I don't think he has to go after Cutler. I don't think Cutler gets him there. I think you know, your options are trade for one of these backups or draft somebody and hope. That's it.
That's kind of where you're
hope, at. Hope you get lucky. Hope you get a Dak Prescott.
And more often than not, that doesn't
happen. Hope you get Russell Wilson.
And if you draft, whoever you draft, if you throw him out there, especially, let me say this. If you draft Patrick Mahomes and you start him week one, you are looking at a Jared Goff-like season.
Yeah. Which is not good. Let's try Brian. What's up, Brian?
Hello?
Hey.
Yeah?
You're on, go.
Hello?
Yeah, you're on, go.
Okay, I had a quick question. I want to know how you feel about Chad Kelly and his draft stock. Do you think Texas have a shot at making it happen? I'm going to hang up.
I mean, Chad Kelly is a guy who, I don't know, he might be like a fourth-round pick, a fifth-round pick, so the Texans can have, they have as good a shot on him as anybody has, but Chad Kelly's not the answer for next season.
No. He might be an answer. I like him as a project, but for next year? Ooh, Blaine says the wreck is a tanker truck with a fuel spill. All lanes are closed. Go Highway 90. All right.
Yeah, but that dude has, he's got ridiculous arm strength. And he's a nice, thick dude. He's athletic. But, I mean, much like Jay Cutler, he'll take chances. And often they go the other way. And he's got background issues that teams, especially a team like this, isn't going to be crazy about. So I wouldn't count on it.
I'm getting a lot of what coach would replace O'Brien. Guys, you've got to give it another. You got to wait until he's actually gone before we start speculating on the next coach. And, let's just take another call. Christian.
Hello.
You're on.
Hey.
Hey, what about Fitzy, man? Why don't we bring back Fitzpatrick as a bridge for a couple years? I mean, the last time he played for us, he did have that 6-touchdown game, and I think his QBR was 90, which is, I think, the highest we've ever had.
You may have missed out on Ryan Fitzpatrick's his last season, where he was
arguably worse than Brock Osweiler.
Yeah, he was Osweiler-esque. I don't think that's the answer. So, when he had a QB rating under 70, which that's difficult.
Yeah,
that's an accomplishment.
You have to try. I don't think y'all can even talk quality Astros baseball. Yeah, we can, but if you think that's going to get us to do it,
God, just don't listen to the show.
Yeah.
I hate you.
Go away.
I hate you. Astros guy, good Lord. Give a team a glimmer of hope, and it's like, we got to talk about the Astros.
I'll tell you what.
You want me to read the box score?
No. Well, so we're gonna wait. You're gonna wait till 5 o'clock now.
They're trying to reverse psychology.
I know what they're doing. And you know what? You know how many of them are gonna? I'm sure they were all at the game last night. You know how many will be out there tonight?
About half.
Yeah. Yeah. So there. 713-780 ESPN. One more. Let's take Alan. What's up, Alan?
What's up?
Sports.
Okay. So my opinion is this. I think that the Texans should just take Savage this year and just go with that, and whatever happens, happens, because I'm pretty sure that the 2018 draft class for quarterbacks, even though the Texans apparently suck at drafting, is going to be a better option available for them at that point in time than there is this year. That's just my opinion.
I don't think that's a horrible idea. The problem is Tom Savage is going to get hurt, and then you're talking about Brandon Weeden, and I think you're pushing your luck on if this team can even make the playoffs with those guys. So, I would much – there's about three or four quarterbacks in the 2018 class. Well, I say the projected 2018 class that I would rather have over the best quarterback in this class. So, it's – that's a calculated risk, though. I mean, that's a tough call to make. Like, oh, we're just going to wait around.
They can't afford to wait. I think they should do both. Draft one this year. And if that guy's not on track, draft one next year.
But if you do that, you can't draft one in the first round this year. You would have to use a second or a third rounder this year.
It depends on who's there. If there's a player worth taking at 25, take him at 25. And if he's not,
Pat Mahomes at 25.
No, I'm with you. Don't take Pat Mahomes at all. If he's in the third or fourth round, yes. In the first round, absolutely not. Absolutely not. I think,
but I mean, I'm telling you, Sam Darnold to me is maybe my favorite quarterback that's come out. And when he comes out, I think he's my favorite quarterback to come out since Andrew Luck. And I like Josh Rosen a lot.
I like Josh Rosen a lot.
I mean,
too.
I think there's some legitimate QB prospects that will be relatively ready to go next season. So I think. There's not one this season that I feel like, okay, put the helmet on that guy, he's going to make things happen. I just don't see it.
713-780-ESPN is the number, 713-780-3776. We are going to take a break here. When we come back, we'll do Astros, maybe we will.
Maybe we will. I'm going to tell you about my computer career, though, guys. You guess how many Americans are disgruntled employees? More than half. Today it's me because I'm sick of you guys whining about the Astros, so I'm disgruntled. Maybe they're like Jason, who used to work third shift and was scraping maggots out of garbage trucks. That's not a great job. He was wearing a hazmat suit. Then Jason went to My Computer Career, ditched his hazmat suit for a new IT career, and it took him less than 6 months. So if you're disgruntled, see if the computer industry is for you. Go to mycomputercareer.edu, take the free career evaluation today, and at My Computer Career, you could start your new life again as an IT pro in months, not years. Even with zero IT experience, you attend classes on campus or live online just twice a week to get the skills and industry certifications you'll need to start your new career. My Computer Career, it's nationally accredited. Financial aid's available for those who qualify, including the GI Bill. Classes start up soon. Go take the free career evaluation at mycomputercareer.edu. That's mycomputercareer.edu.